design plans laid out for a school playground. Good morning, I'm Michelle Spring with your 9 o'clock news report. A new playground is expected to be ready for use this fall for students at Claymont Intermediate School. The total cost for the new equipment and work is almost $100,000. Building Principal Richard Page explains that so far, through organization grants, they have raised about $43,000, and the hope is to not use any school money.
So our goal is to get phase one started in July and then, you know, ease our way in as the money comes in. Phase one is kind of like a jungle gym, and it's also getting the texture of the ground already.
He points out that in the end, the goal is to have a variety of equipment for the children.
A climbing wall, a basketball court, some picnic tables, some seating benches, because right now the kids play in the road and there's actually nothing for them to play on, but this will actually give the kids a place to go.
Currently, students play on 3rd Street, which is barricaded during those times, and Page says he is in discussion with Denison Village Council.
And they are willing to let us close the street all day long, depending on what hours we need. They've been a great help. They've actually even volunteered to let us use some of their equipment if we need it to install. I'm just excited that I get to be part of it, and I think it's going to be a great asset to the community.
The new play area where the north side building was will connect to the existing gym. The city of New Philadelphia is exploring alternative funding solutions to potentially bring on board a victims advocate for the city's law office. City Council has given their support and approval for a 20% match, or about $11,000, for a grant. Law Director Marvin Fate explains that those funds would come from contributions made from individuals on probation who do not want to do community service. He adds that there is a specific need in the New Philadelphia community for this position to be available to victims.
My office handles about 450 cases a year where there's victims of serious crimes, that being violation of a protection order, assault, domestic violence, things of that nature.
Fate adds that a victim's advocate is not only a support system, but will ensure a victim knows what resources are available to help them.
They're going to make sure that you're in touch with Harbor House if you don't have a roof over your head. They're going to make sure that you get the appropriate counseling. They're going to make sure that you get the appropriate doctors. They're going to make sure that your family's taken care of.
The New Philadelphia Municipal Court handles roughly 13,000 criminal cases yearly. Meanwhile, in your state news, Otto Warmbier's legacy is still being written 1 year after his death. The 22-year-old U.S. college student who died in a Cincinnati hospital just days after his release from North Korea in a vegetative state has been remembered prominently during a dramatic shift in U.S.-North Korean relations. President Donald Trump says the death of the very special person galvanized determination to deal with North Korea, leading to this history-making summit with Kim Jong-un. And turning to your sports news, the Indians defeated the White Sox 6-2 last night. Jason Kipnis hit his 5th home run of the season. Also, the Pirates topped the Brewers 1-0. Tonight, Cleveland welcomes Chicago again at 7:10. The Reds host the Tigers, and the Pirates battle the Brewers. Check out the Big Z Weekly Sports Podcast later today. Find it at WTUZ.com. Click on the Sports tab or on Facebook and Twitter. Your news this morning is brought to you by Law Motor Company in Sugar Creek, the area's most complete car service and repair center. A look at your Z Country forecast is coming up next.
How do you know the true condition of a pre-owned vehicle? Looks can be deceiving. How do you know that vehicle is mechanically sound? Law Motor Company in Sugar Creek has an 88-point checklist. They go through the vehicle and restore it to as close to showroom new as possible before it goes on the lot. Most of their vehicles include a 6-month or 6,000-mile service contract. Come to Law Motor Company's lot to check out these pre-owned cars and trucks. A gray 2007 Nissan Titan SE King Cab 4x4, 8-cylinder engine, bedliner, and alloy wheels. A silver 2009 BMW X3 with panoramic sunroof, heated leather, all-wheel drive, and rain-sensing wipers. And a black 2013 Toyota Tacoma with SR5 package, double cab, 4x4, cloth seats, and traction control. See these and other great vehicles at Law Motor Company on Broadway and Sugar Creek, or at lawmotorsco.com.
There will be some scattered showers and thunder showers to contend with, especially this morning as a cold front drops through the area. Mostly cloudy, remaining humid, but not as hot as yesterday with a high of 82. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-60s. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely with locally heavy rainfall. High temperatures Wednesday around 80 degrees. Drying out Thursday with a partly sunny sky, high of 80. Scattered showers and storms return Friday afternoon with highs in the upper 70s. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
For news 24 hours a day, be sure to log on to WTUZ.com. From the WTUZ Newsroom, I'm Michelle Spring.
99.9 WTUZ.